Minneapolis police are stepping in after a community created their own method of public safety against ICE. Uba Ali joins us live in Minneapolis with more on that. Uba?
Well, Frank, they say this is all in the name of public safety. A grassroots response to immigration enforcement, they say, is hurting their communities.
What do y'all think about, before we get into this whole situation, what do y'all think about women like basic women as newscasters and stuff like that? What do y'all think about it? Like I don't really want to, I respect your right to practice your religion and express your freedoms within your synagogues, churches, whatever. But I really just don't want to see any women in a hijab, personally. Because I look at the news as informative and entertainment, and I genuinely just don't want to see any woman in a hijab. I think that women that do the news and hijabs, and this is, again, my personal opinion, I think that they should be writers or producers. It's the reason why a camera is out there. I don't want to see that. I'm not interested in seeing a woman in a hijab. And I'm not going to separate it just because she got a hijab on or because she's Somali, because we've been judging newscasters and news or news women for the longest. We've been judging newscasters. So don't think that this is new just because Somali's been committing fraud in Minneapolis. Nope. We've been judging them in Miami, New York, Los Angeles, everywhere. We've been judging newscasters for as long as I can remember this show going on and us actually having newscasters on here. So we definitely got to continue the trend, and we not making exceptions just because you got on a hijab. I'm not making no exceptions.
At this roundabout at 34th and 17th, flames burn as people stand guard.
We are literally creating a place that we know who's coming and going in and out of our neighborhoods.
In the middle of the road at 32nd and Cedar Avenue.
Look at Big Bird. Look at Big Bird out here.
Creating a place that we know who's coming and going in and out of our neighborhoods.
In the middle of the road at 32nd and Cedar Avenue, a makeshift roadblock turned this intersection into a roundabout. Cars slowed as drivers noticed, some honked, others asked questions, and one man brought food for the people standing watch.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much.
How did it make you feel just seeing a community checkpoint in your neighborhood?
Well, you know, it felt fine. I don't have any trouble with folks helping out.
Wade Haynes has been standing at this corner twice a day for one reason: to stand up against ICE activity and keep his community safe. He chose this corner. Others chose this intersection.
It's kind of inspiring. I was like, wow, okay. We've got folks out there who are kind of taking care of us, looking out for us. That's good.
But Minneapolis police stepped in.
Look at these idiots, bro. Look at these idiots. Look at the cones and the barriers. Look at all of this dumb stuff that they doing out in Minneapolis, bro.
Clearing the roadblock. Yeah. And restoring flow of traffic.
Honestly, I'm kind of sad about it.
Still, residents say the roadblock was necessary.
We need to keep our neighbors safe, so we will be doing this again.
We have to make sure that when we go into these neighborhoods, when y'all go and buy a home, one of the criteria has to be voting records. Is this an area where there's a majority liberals, or is this an area where there's a majority conservatives? Y'all always wanted to ask or try to find out exactly why people ultimately have homeowners associations and stuff like that. It was literally to protect you against stuff like this. So that grown folks, middle-aged white people, can't go out there, that's liberal, can't go out there and start putting up artificial roadblocks. They would get fined, they would get assessed this stuff, they would get a lien put against their property. This is one of the reasons why people started having homeowners associations, because they didn't want Big Bird right here out there messing up the flow of their traffic. What do you mean? What do you mean? Somebody said, AD, are most of your neighbors Republicans or Democrats? Republicans? Good old Second Amendment toting Republicans. Straight up Republicans. You know how I know? You want me to tell you how I know? Because every time I go into a place, this is the plight of Black conservatives. The plight of Black conservatives is when we go into an area, people tiptoe around us. Because we the boogeyman, right? And most of the time, they assume. I got on an elevator to go to, I was going into the lounge. On my way back home on Tuesday or Monday. Monday, I was taking a flight from Tulsa back to Detroit. It's a layover over in Atlanta. My plane got delayed, so I'm sitting inside of the lounge. And I will say this. This was my first time inside of Concourse D's. Concourse D in Atlanta has the second best Sky Club, Delta Sky Club, that I've ever seen. Concourse D, because a lot of airports like Metro Detroit, Los Angeles, Atlanta, they have multiple different Sky Clubs, all right? In Detroit, we got three of them, all in the McNamara Terminal alone. I don't think it's any of them inside of the other terminal. I don't even know what the name of the other terminal is. But inside of the McNamara Terminal, we got three of them, all within walking distance. In Atlanta, Concourse D, the Sky Club in Concourse D is the second best one I've ever seen. The first Delta Sky Club, the best one, is actually in LAX. They redid it. You can sit, look at the planes. It's lit. It's dope. LAX one is the best. Is actually the best one. But the Sapphire Lounge, I think, is better than all of them. The Sapphire Lounge that I experienced in San Diego was better than all of them. All right, so that's just a little travel tip. I might have to do a travel channel. I think I might change. I might change the old Darth Anton channel into a car and travel channel. I think that's what I'm going to do. Anyways, long story short, I jump in the elevator because you got to go upstairs in order to get to the Sky Club in Atlanta. I think it's upstairs, or was that somewhere else? But I jump in the elevator, and it's two white guys, and it's one white guy. He seemed a little zesty, and it's another white guy, and he just seemed regular. The zestier white guy said, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." And I said, "Oh," because I already know what that means. "You're Anton Daniels. I watch all of your content." Man, and this is what he says. This is the zesty looking guy, white guy. "I love it how you hold these liberals accountable." And then the other white guy said, "Oh, wow." Because he's surprised at what the guy says to me as far as me holding liberals accountable. And he says, no, he didn't say liberals. He said protesters. "I'm glad how you hold these protesters accountable." So the other white guy says, "Yeah, and I'm sure he holds everybody in this administration accountable also." And so me and him just kind of looked at each other. And the guy said, and this is honest to God, he says, "Well, he's an equal accountability smoke giver." I said, "I got chasers in every city. I have chasers in every city." But my point is that a lot of these white people by default look at Black people and they automatically assume that we Democrats. They automatically assume that we liberals. By default, a lot of times the ones that are conservative, they wait until you say something and then they feel comfortable. Yeah, because they be conservative themselves a lot of times. But they not sure if you conservative because Black people have a history of voting Democrat. Bro, I got the juice right now. I ain't even gonna cap. I have the juice right now. I almost did some celebrity shit. I almost put on a mask the other day. Put on the mask so they can't see me. Every time I get on a plane, I always see this. Yeah, dog. Giving me the dap. "Hey, man, I really fuck with you." I got the juice right now. And the juice is loose. The juice is loose. When y'all see me on Instagram taking pictures, with, hey, AD, can I get a picture?
A city spokesperson said they cleared the street to ensure public safety for the neighborhood and emergency vehicles. Frank.
All right, Uba, thank you. A South Minneapolis taco shop is open again after a confrontation involving men believed to be ICE agents raised fear among workers and neighbors. Our Derek James has the story.
Ilsa Denise Aguilar Ortega is back at work, taking orders and serving customers during lunch at Tacos El Primo in South Minneapolis.
It was an emotional day where we were scared. We're more emotional because we see.
No. Somebody said, I would say hello and keep walking unless the conversation starts. I don't hound people. I'm the nicest person that you're going to ever meet in person. Real talk. I'm the nicest person that you will ever meet, bro. It's a lot of people in here that have met me in real life. I ain't on that stuck up shit. I ain't on none of that. I actually love people. I appreciate people. Anybody that, if you see me in the streets, man, say what up, bro. Say what up, because I'm a very, very nice person.
The old love that the community has given us. So it's something that warms your heart.
That fear followed a confrontation here Sunday when a crowd surrounded a group of men they believed to be ICE agents after they ate inside the restaurant. In this video, one person is seen knocking a drink from a man's hand.
And this is where we differ. This is where we differ. I don't know why y'all feel like y'all can put y'all hands on people. First of all, you don't know me. Secondly, you don't know if I'm an ICE agent or not. You just assume it. Why do people... Y'all got that bad. I don't know what y'all, why y'all do that. This guy exercised a level of restraint.
Aguilar Ortega says the encounter began like any.
This guy exercised a level of restraint that I think should be commended.
Knocking a drink from a man's hand.
And it's a woman. White women, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I don't know why y'all feel like y'all can do that.
Drink from a man's hand.
I don't know why y'all want to put y'all hands on people. I don't know why y'all do that.
Video, one person is seen knocking a drink from a man's hand.
You cannot, let me say this again for the people in the back. Keep your hands to yourself. Yell, get your whistle, scream. All of you protesters out there, yell, get your whistle, scream. Don't kick my car. Don't. Don't do none of that. Don't kick my car. Don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. Keep your hands to yourself, bro. He exercised a level of restraint that a saint would be like, yes, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't know why people put their hands on other people unwarranted. I don't understand that, bro. I don't get it. That just makes no sense to me. This pissed me off when I watched this the other day so much.
A drink from a man's hand.
Yeah, the Evans terminal. Shout out to Carmen. It's the Evans terminal.